Hello. So, thank you to be there. I will repeat a little bit shortly the story I just repeated several times Tuesday evening, because there are people coming in different steps. But I know, I see there is someone new, so sorry, I apologize for the people that know maybe better than me the history. So, the radio you can see there, you can see, I think, is an old radio of the 50s. And is an area, and the radio is an heritage of my grandmother, mother of my mother of my father. And for me is a memory, because when we with my sister we spent summer in the country, it was in the 60s, was a house in the country, and the radio was the only entertainment we have. Of course there was no television, not yet, there was no internet, of course, and there was not in the villages. So for us, the radio was the moment you listen to the news, you listen to music, etc. Then we never abandoned that radio. We moved several times with my family and then me alone. And we always had this like a precious instrument of our life. It works as a radio. And the idea was to make a technical modification to transform the radio in a time machine. I mean, instead, when you move the tuning, instead, this old radio now for me is beautiful because, you know, there was a photo of a very similar radio yesterday in the, I think someone presented, there was quite a similar radio. So it's, for me, it's a Google map. I mean, there is no the frequencies. They're not written that now, 88 megahertz, 89.5. There is it, Moscow, Stalingrad, New York, Paris. And this is a strange geography, because you have, I don't know, Moscow that is closer to New York than to Paris. And the Paris is very close to Marrakesh and very far from Rome. So it's a strange geography. So it's a kind of geography metaphoric. And maybe from that I had the idea to think this line as a timeline. So I recorded the timeline from 1901. I found a file I can show you, listen to you. That is the first transoceanic transmission of Guglielmo Marconi from the United States to Europe. And in such a way, I like this idea being not we here when Walter Benjamin want to go there, and now this was a transmission. It's like a bridge from the two worlds for me. And this file is Marconi speaking in Italian. We can listen, speaking, explaining, this is a very important moment, this is the first transmission, give some technical detail, etc. Then I record, I choose 120 fragment. As you can see, they are organized in here, 1901, 1904, I missed 1902, 1903. If someone of you has some recording, it will be very helpful. I missed 1907 and 08, but from 1912 till 2020, at least I found one sound file, one broadcast recording for every year. Of course, is increasing. Now we have internet radio, we can find a million of files of today now that are just downloading. But of course I found files, very short fragment. I found very long. I recorded full broadcast of 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. And I choose a fragment between 50 seconds and 2 minutes. The source are, I have a list, where is a collection of CD, anthology, this one, anthology of the 20th century radio that has our six CD, as you can see, Okay, I can give you this list if you want. Okay, many, many things. So our 6 CD are fragment of 23 seconds, 3 minutes, etc. Then there is another CD that is this one. There's a CD I had at home with 86, I think, fragment from different Swiss phonotech, Angleterre, are fragment. And then the two main sources are ubu.com. I don't know if you know this website, and archive. Okay, archive.org. There is a huge archive of sound, images, etc. So one thing I can share this file is a PDF where there is the fragment I choose, the year, a short description. And in case I downloaded from the internet, there is the link. Now we have the connection here, but so anyone can go and listen. Then, what's the last file I recorded? 2020 is a personal field recording. I was in January 2020, I was in an artist residence in the Morocco Sahara Desert. It was a beautiful experience. For me, it was something like a general repetition for lockdown, for following lockdown, but in a completely different spirit, of course. And I remember that January 31st, the last day I was there, I was walking with the little radio in the Sahara Desert, and I captured this recording. It's a French transmission, but you can listen, it's not so long. 2020, this one.
Le bilan des autorités sanitaires chinoises fait état de 170 morts liés à l'épidémie et plus de 7700 cas de contamination en Chine. Un nouveau bilan relayé par le Global Times. Et c'est dans ce contexte, et alors qu'une vingtaine d'autres États ont annoncé environ 80 cas confirmés au total sur leur sol, que s'ouvre aujourd'hui une nouvelle réunion d'urgence de l'OMS, l'Organisation mondiale de la santé. L'autorité sanitaire, qui il y a une semaine avait estimé qu'il était trop tôt pour déclarer l'alerte internationale face à l'épidémie, examinera de nouveau la question à son siège de Genève en Suisse. Pour le Financial Times, qui note que la position adoptée la semaine dernière avait été qualifiée d'erreur par de nombreux experts internationaux de la santé, déclarer une urgence de santé publique ne ferait pas une grande différence dans la pratique, étant donné l'ampleur de l'action internationale déjà en cours, mais ce serait une déclaration symbolique importante. Le quotidien économique de rappeler qu'une telle mesure a été annoncée 5 fois au cours de la dernière décennie, notamment lors de l'épidémie d'Ebola. Du côté des évacuations, un premier vol devait quitter la France hier soir pour la ville de Wuhan. À son bord, une équipe médicale d'une vingtaine de personnes qui doit ramener quelques 200 ressortissants français. Par ailleurs, 200 Américains et 206 Japonais ont déjà été évacués, selon le Japan Times. Les Américains fuyant l'épidémie sont arrivés dans une base militaire de Californie, relate enfin le Los Angeles Times. Des Américains qui vont être maintenus à l'isolement pendant au moins 72 heures. Également dans la presse ce matin, le dossier du Brexit. Le Parlement européen a...
Okay, well, I was preparing my baggage to leave because of the fly the day after. Luckily, the fly was not 1 week after, otherwise I have to stay maybe 3 months more, not bad, in the Sahara. It was the radio announcing there is a virus, there is a virus in China, 3 people died, OMS, the Organization Mondiale de la Santé. So it was not so an alarming news, but now listening, knowing what happened is a strong emotion. Then, coming back to the radio. So this now in this version, there was a little technical problem. There are only 30 years, so we have in the radio only the first 25, 30 sound files. But the idea is when you approach the radio, then we can work. The radio switch on, and then if you move the wheel on the right side, very delicately because it's fragile, you can move in the time and listening to starting from Marconi 1901, going on and on to this early recording of radio broadcast. The Hebrew was made by Julian Rose, first radio broadcast, Christian Eve, etc., etc. So, if you want, do you have something should be interesting to listen in this list, or I can choose?
Sigmund Freud.
Where is?
Which year?
Did you see? Where is? You can see it? I didn't see Freud. No. No. But for example, okay, there you are. Okay, also, I have also the CD. I don't know how many. Sorry, just a moment. Of the World of the War, a recording of Orson Welles, a very famous, that is on the cover of the book of Benjamin. Where is? So we can listen maybe to this one, Welles. So it's 1938.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the great disillusionment.
39 is Neville Chamberlain announcing of the outbreak of the Second World War. So it's not the World of the War, but it's the World War. So there is more than one file for the same year, because I consider it would be interesting. For example, 39, Radio Polonaise, La Radio Polonaise announced the debut de la Deuxième Guerre Mondiale. So it's the same news in the Polish radio, in the BBC radio, and 1 year later, Benito Mussolini announcing we entered the war. So, it's, of course, it's very different. The kind of Mussolini is very rhetoric. We can listen just to some fragment. So, 39, 40.
This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note, stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received. and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
This is a very short one, same news.
Halo, halo, tu Warszawa i wszystkie rozgłośnie Polskiego Radia.
And this is Mussolini. I will just give you a short example because it's very long and not so agreeable.
Combattenti di terra, di mare, dell'aria.
It's interesting the tone of voice, no?
La missionaria della rivoluzione e delle legioni. Uomini e donne d'Italia, dell'impero e del regno d'Albania. Ascoltate.
Listen.
Un'ora segnata dal destino batte il cielo della nostra patria.
Okay, so I think I will stop here. We can check the direct experience of the radio. There is a list, I have two copies of the list. As I told you, we can maybe decide to publish on the website because that should be interesting. And thanks if you have some suggestion, if you have sound files to add to the list would be great. Of course, these sound files should be totally rethinked, remanaged, maybe only, I don't know. Is an open box is a system that should be reinterpreted in a different way. Pavlika, you have a question?
I would like to have it, of course. And I remember as I had to deal a lot with radio archives for my theater work, because I do theater pieces out of radio archives.
Okay.
And there is the one sound that would be great for your list. It is the, I think, 1930 and something sound from Berlin radio, reportage from the first reportage from the first concentration camp in Oranienburg. Yeah. Which was made like there is like a journalist from Berlin Radio coming to this. It's not called concentration camp, of course. It's called something like re-education, re-education institution. And so the journalist comes to this camp and he meets the head of the camp, and he shows him all the rooms, how, and then they admire together how the rooms are clean and everything is white, and people are doing gymnastic on air. And I think this would be great. I could send this to you. Maybe this would be a great stuff
you.
For your archive.
Of course, it's a huge, it's an infinite archive possible. So, but very last things. I prepared this color because for the one that were here Tuesday, I have a 24 loudspeaker that can read the MP3 files, and they collected for everyone 5 years, 5 years. So if you want, well, we have no time to do all, but in the valise, there is 24 loudspeaker, and you can listen like a pocket radio that maybe in that year, of course, doesn't exist, the same fragment of from 1960 to 1965, from 1965 to 1970, etc. So the idea was you can take this one, go walking, listening the radio, the waves radio, they take maybe...
So we can do this tonight.
Okay. We can do as you want, it's there. Okay, thank you. We can move there.
Let's turn it on, yes.
Yeah.
Let's turn on the radio. I think the children are coming too.
Can you help?
And then we, if we go away, Заклятие смеха. О, рассмейтесь, не хотите.
Что за смехи смехачи, что смеются смехами, что смеялся смеяльно, о, засмейся смеяльно, о, рассмешись на смеяльный смех усмеянный смехачи, о, не смейся рассмеяльно смех на смеянный смехачи, смеяло, смеяло, усмей, осмей, смешись на о, засмейся.
On a sound and permanent basis, our popular constitutional representative form of government, with the independence of the judiciary as necessary to the preservation of those liberties that are the inheritance of centuries. And second, whether we shall welcome prosperity, which is just at our door, by business basis and by the encouragement of business expansion and progress.
He called us. Но не протыкала, во всех углах загремела, густо коричневое повисло, будто на все времена, будто, будто. Я прикрой красным платком, и, может быть, оно еще вовсе не сдвинулось. Сдвинулся только ты в скачке, белый скачок.
Слушайте, слушайте, говорит Ленинград, РВ-3, РВ-3, волна 1000 метров.
En même temps, tu crois?
Bah, c'est bien qu'ils se mettent tous.